Hey everybody, it's Jim Hagemeyer with Leslie Wells Realty, and across the table is my buddy
Tom with Leslie Wells Realty, and you're going to want to pay attention to this one here because it's of the utmost importance.
Come on, Tom, let's get serious.
Yes.
Huh? Good luck. Melissa Osborne, thanks for being here. She is the ISR instructor here in Manatee County. That's Infant Survival Resources. Welcome. Thanks for being here.
Of course. Thanks for having me.
This is huge. It is. It's serious stuff because what we're talking about is life-saving today.
Yes.
For children, toddlers, maybe even adults, yep. Family members. Mm-hmm. You know, we live in paradise right here. We got it made.
Yep.
Many of us have private pools. We live near the water, on the water. Community pools. We spend a lot of time around water. What Melissa does is life-saving for children and toddlers, teaching children how to learn and about behavioral psychology, aquatic safety.
Yeah.
That's a mouthful.
That's a lot of words. So how do we teach a six-month-old who just barely knows how to communicate about aquatic safety, behavioral psychology, aquatic safety?
So
how do we teach them that? Okay.
We teach 6 months of age, up to about 6 years of old, 6 years old, and we teach them. It's taught the same way they learn how to walk or crawl. It's all through sensory motor learning and positive reinforcement. Our lessons are Monday through Friday, so it is a big commitment. The lessons are only 10 minutes a day. And they do their best amount of work within the first 10 minutes of a lesson. So by ending the lesson at 10 minutes, we're ending on the best attempt at what we're trying to accomplish for that day and picking up the very next day right where we left off.
So 5 days a week.
Mm-hmm, for about 6 weeks. It takes an average of 6 weeks.
10 minutes a day.
10 minutes a day.
And that's because of?
Short, frequent lessons. So we're ending on the best attempt at what we're trying to accomplish for that day, picking up the very next day right where we left off. So there's no backlogging like there is with traditional
so that's
lessons.
Parental wise, that's not a huge mm-hmm. commitment. I mean, at 10 minutes a day,
it's a month and a half, and that's it.
Yeah, but
short
every
period.
Day. Yeah. Yep. So it's not, yeah. So why can't I just put my child in a floaty? Okay, the little water wing things are so cute. You got the dinosaurs and the guppies and all that kind of. No?
No, yeah. We do not like the flotation devices. It just provides a false sense of security.
Right.
That's when those drownings happens. It puts them in that vertical posture, and that's that drowning position.
Okay.
So we don't want them to be practicing that, because if they jump in without that on, they automatically go to that. Those arms even go up like this, and then they sink to the bottom.
Okay. So we're teaching these kids how to, there's actually a format for this, how they flip and breathe, something mm-hmm. like that.
Yep.
And there's a video that we're playing right on top of this. So tell us about this. How's this work?
So, first and foremost, we start with breath control and making sure that they have that good breath control. Nothing we do is verbal. It's all through cues and prompts. So we give them a prompt, make sure we catch them at a peak of an inhale, then we go underwater, grab that bar, and then we work on that swim and those swimming postures. And then we teach them, all of our lessons are done kind of backwards. So we start with the wall and getting that wall. And then we then move on to the swim and getting that swim. And then we start to get them used to being on that back and float. And then once they're doing that, then we teach them how to rotate over onto their back to get to that float and then flip back over out of that. So we teach them a swim, float, swim sequence. So they'll swim, rotate onto their back, rest, breathe, and then flip back over and swim through the water to obtain that wall or step to pull themselves up out of the water. Once they've done that all successfully, then we do go through a series of survival skills, placing them in the water at every angle possible that they could fall in at, showing them how to get back to that float, rest, breathe, and then continue on to find that wall or step. Once they're doing that all successfully, then we do two lessons in clothes, fully dressed as well, because 87% of drownings that happen, kids are fully dressed.
Absolutely.
So we want them to know that they can still perform those skills, even fully dressed, regular diaper and everything. So we teach them that swim, float, swim sequence.
Swim, float, swim
yep.
sequence. Remember that. So what is ISR? I'm sorry. ISR.
Mm-hmm.
Now, how does that work? Why? How did that come about?
So the creator and founder is Harvey Barnett. And he actually, when Dr. Barnett created this program, he actually had a neighbor boy drown in a little little ravine behind his house. And he was actually, I believe, the one that found him. And so he'd kind of made it his life mission to figure out how to, you know, have drowning prevention.
So he developed,
he developed the program. Yep. Yeah. He sure did.
They say it doesn't take much water, right?
Nope.
A little ravine.
Like 6 inches of water you can drown in. A toddler can drown in.
6 inches of water.
Yep.
Tom has grandbabies, perhaps. Will you come to his house and do it, or do we have to come to your facility?
To my house. I teach at actually two different locations. I teach out of my home pool here in Ellington, and I teach during the spring and summer, and I teach during the morning times. And then I also teach pretty much year-round at Swim Gym of Lakewood Ranch as well. And we have an indoor, above-ground heated pool there, so I'm able to teach longer.
So, I heard you say that the swim, float, or breathe.
Mm-hmm.
Will my child actually learn basic strokes?
So once they are fully skilled and age appropriate, then we can teach them bigger arms and that start to that stroke development. The whole reason behind learning stroke development is to go into some sort of swim team or something like that. So if your kids are definitely interested in swim team, it's definitely something that we can start that process with.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Creating little fishies.
Yeah.
What's your success rate?
Every kid will at least learn how to rotate onto the back, rest and breathe, and sustain that float. So at 6 months, under a year, that's what we teach them, because obviously they are not able to pull themselves up out of the water. So we teach them a roll back to float. So from a face down position, they will rotate over onto the back, rest and breathe, and sustain that float for as long as they need to. We put them on a variable schedule to where they don't know when they're going to get picked up, so they continue to float for as long as they need to. Once they're over a year and walking, then we can teach them that swim, float, swim sequence to be able to save themselves then and pull themselves up out of the water to the steps.
So once the course is over,
mm-hmm.
and the kids go back home, and let's say they don't have a pool,
mm-hmm.
what do they do to keep that in their mind to know what to do?
So
years down the road,
on the last lesson, we typically get the parents in the water and show you how to interact with your children in the water so that you know how to have them swim and float or roll back to float. So that way you know how to have them do that in the pool.
And it's recommended to get them in the pool regularly?
Oh, yeah.
After that?
Yeah. The more they're in the water, the more that fish they become. The more comfortable they are, the more confident they become. You know, that type of thing. And even during the lessons, usually by the end of week one, we have a pretty good start to a swim, if not a good swim going with the ones that are over a year old. So I tell the parents exactly what I want them to do in the water because it's summer. Parents are going to get in the water with their kids. They're going to want to swim with them. They want to show off their skills. So I show them exactly what I want them to do with them in the water, how to properly launch them to the steps and swim to the steps. So I show them how to do that so that way they can get in the water and practice a little bit.
Sounds like the ideal homework.
Pool time.
So are there refresher courses?
Yes, we recommend a refresher at least once a year. Kids at this young age grow very drastically within even a 3 to 6 month period. So they don't forget their skills, but they do start to feel different to them as they're not practicing. So when you're not in the water during the colder months, you know, that little bit of cold that we get during January, February. Yeah. We're not usually typically in the pools unless you have a heater. And even then, it's a little expensive to keep that pool heated.
Maybe.
So you're not really in the water very often during that time. So we suggest to do a refresher. That refresher typically is anywhere from 1 to 3 weeks just to get them readjusted with their newer, bigger bodies. So they haven't forgotten the skills, but they just need readjusting.
So are there different levels? So I graduate this level and then next year I can go up? No.
It's not really levels.
It's survivor skills.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yep. As they grow, though, we can start working on those bigger arms and, you know, and starting to use their bodies a little bit more efficiently to move quicker through the water and that type of
mm-hmm.
thing.
Mm-hmm.
Longer swims and stuff like that.
So is it all toddlers? 6 months to 6 years, or do we go outside that age group? Do you do adults? Do you teach adults?
I do not teach adults. No, it's a little bit hard to help them because they have such an extreme mindset by that point that they can't swim. It makes it a little bit hard to help them manipulate their bodies. So it's a little bit hard. I have taught a few children that are a little bit older. I've done, I think, about up to 12 has been the max years old that I did, but they were also autistic, which this works very well for autistic children because it is all sensory motor learning.
But it's got to give these kids some confidence.
Oh,
at
yeah.
least they're not afraid of water.
Anyway. Oh, yeah.
And parents' confidence too, right?
Mm-hmm. Maybe. Yeah, definitely. Yeah. And even, you know, most kids, obviously I'm some stranger making them do strange things, you know, in the water. Yeah. When you first bring your child to me, I'm some stranger and you know, making them go underwater and they've never really had to do that before. So in the beginning, we always have some crying and some separation anxiety, of course, but typically by Friday, most kids have stopped crying. Some take a little bit longer because it depends on their separation anxiety. A lot of kids are at home all day long with mommy and, you know, don't see a lot of other people or interactions.
Parents cry too, maybe.
Yeah, yeah, but usually by Friday they have built up that confidence of swimming underwater and moving through that water and getting those steps. And that's when they stop crying and they're like, oh, I can do this.
Hey. Yeah. Well, that's got to be refreshing for you also, or rewarding, I should say, for you.
Yep.
Look what I've done.
Yep, over 15 years, and I still love it.
Is that right?
Yep.
15 years. Very cool. So one more question. How do we sign up? How do we do this? How do we find you?
So you can find your closest ISR instructor from our national website. We have an instructor locator on there. It is www.infantswim.com. And then, and I'm on there as well as, Swim Gym is on there as well as Heather, who teaches out here in Parrish. There's a couple instructors that do travel to your home to teach. It's a lot easier, obviously, to teach at one location because you've got every 10 minutes to go from a house to house. It gets kind of tedious, teaching, you know, for only 10 minutes. I teach out of my home and am able to teach and save a lot more lives in one location versus going to a house. But there are a few instructors out there that do travel to home. So that's all on our national website.
Tom, here's your bottom line. We need to have these kids, especially toddlers, to learn how to swim.
Yeah, we're surrounded by water here, so it only makes sense.
Yep.
Right. All right, man. You okay, Tom?
I'm good.
You like it?
I'm good.
What should we do?
What you should do is hit the share button at the bottom so everybody can get this information. It's very important. And where we live in paradise, hate to see anything happen to these young kids.
Very important.
Hit that share button.
Melissa, thanks for coming in today.
Thanks for having me.
What a great job you have, really. Very rewarding. Thank you for your work.
Thank you.
Everybody, thanks for watching this podcast. We'll see you next time right here on Tom and Jim's Awesome Real Estate Adventure at Leslie Wells Realty. Bye-bye.